whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministry. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
Make sense? Y'all follow me? Didn't have nobody, you probably wouldn't have no feel good. Think about it. Oh, I don't want to go there. Don't go there, James. Don't. Leave that alone. About to get in trouble out here. Going. What is? Get me out of trouble, Rob. What does it say here?
When 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 14.
Uh-huh.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Okay, go up a little bit higher. Go up to 9.
But as it is written, I have not seen, uh-huh, have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Now, we generally stop right there talking about God. Eyes have not seen it. Woo! Ears have not heard. Woo! All the things you can't even imagine. Woo! That's where we stop. But the scripture don't stop there. It don't stop there. It goes further than that. Read it, Roger.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Uh-huh. Now, what us is he talking about? What us is Paul talking about? Our spirit. Is that making sense? Y'all follow me? Mm-hmm. Guess who's having a conflict now?
The soul.
The soul. Because you know something that it don't know. And now it's trying to make what you say make sense. Read, Roger.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
So here's Paul giving us a parable. He said, look, you know the things of you. Other folk may not know the stuff of you, but you know what you know about you. Is that making sense? You know what you know about you. Just like you know what you know about you, the Spirit of God knows what it knows about God. He knows what he knows about God just like you know what you know about you. Now, there's a connection between you, the Spirit, and God, the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Is this making sense? And it's through that connection where God reveals what the Holy Spirit knows about him to you. Oh, boy. Read, Roger. Does that make sense, y'all?
Which things also he speak. Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches.
Now, if you don't have it highlighted, you might want to highlight that, underline it, frame it, do all of that, anything you need to do to catch that concept. because it's not as you understand it. God will reveal knowledge to you in your spirit that your mind just cannot wrap around.
That's so right.
You just can't wrap your mind around it. And you can't change it because you can't understand it. Did you skip 12?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Ribby.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Now, who is Paul talking to? What is that scripture talk? Who is it talking? Which one of you is it talking to? Your spirit. Okay, making sense, everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay, read some more.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which God, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receive not the things that of the Spirit of God, for we are foolishness unto him. Neither.
Hold it right. The natural man does not. Who is the natural man? That's your soul and your body. Y'all with me? It does not receive the things of God. You got to catch it. Because if you don't catch that, you'll let your soul rule you. You'll let it talk you out of what God says. You'll live in defeat because God said you had victory, but you saw defeat. And then you'll call yourself defeated. And that gives defeat the authority to come to you. I hope that's making sense. You got to live according to the Spirit and the wisdom that the Spirit of God gives you. You cannot allow the soul to talk you out through the mind or its will or its emotion out of what God has said to you. Is that making sense? You cannot allow your feelings to dictate what your reality is. You got to live by the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, we'll live in the Spirit. Is that making sense? You got to walk in the Spirit. That don't mean walking around. That's not what that means. That means live according to God's word. Say what he say. Do what he say. Say, do not be shaken by emotions or the way things appear to you. Say to them things what God says to it. Speak to it. Why you distraught my soul? Why you cast down? Get up from there. We will praise God. Why do you think the soul was cast down? He couldn't see no way. David couldn't see his way. He was depressed. What did he say? He talked himself out of depression. I will get up from here. Courage myself in the Lord. If you don't say nothing to me, I'll say something to me. Because it's my spirit. I can't let my soul rule me. Can't let it talk me out of God's will. Can't let it talk me out of God's word. I can't let it talk me out of God's purpose. Looking for pleasure. Looking for relaxation. Looking for things to be all right. Looking for things to just be normal. So I'm comfortable. I can't afford to let my soul talk me out of the will of God. God didn't put me here to be comfortable. Why am I seeking comfort? He didn't put me here to be comfortable. Why am I running after comfort? Comfort's fine if it come to you. Here's a little thing you need to know. You don't want it to stay too long. Because if comfort stays with you too long, it might be the devil rocking you. Got you rocking. I got my barns afield. I'm just going to take my ease. No, I'm going to get up from here. Empty my barn so God can fill it again. My barn ain't full for me to sit back and say, hey, Look at me. My barn is full. And all them folks out there don't have nothing. I got a barn full. The soul will talk you out of giving. Straight talk you out of giving. You need that. I hope I'm helping you. You need you. How you gonna pay that bill? The soul will straight talk you out of giving. We're talking about a dollar. The soul will show you where you need that dollar. 20 cents. The soul will show you where you need 20 cents. Keep you from putting 20 cents in the box because you think you need it. Stop, James. Stop. Just quit. Let me see if there's any more here. So the natural man don't receive the things of God. You just got to understand it. Your soul, don't expect your soul to say amen to God unless you make it say amen. Don't expect it to do it on its own. You got to make your soul say amen. Is that making sense? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to my soul. I will. Now I'm already justified. I already have the right to. Because look at what he done for me. See, look what he done for me. So what I'm saying to my soul, because it's saying, well, you ain't got this and you ain't got that. And look at that. And God, you look at this happen to you. And oh, God, what you going to do now? And my, you don't have this. And then I'm sitting up in church. It's at that time. When you speak to you say, wait a minute. Hold up here. I will bless the Lord. You got to get up from here, boy. Hope this is making sense. Hope that's making sense. Okay, let me finish up because it's done got hot up in here. So Paul tells us to do something between the soul and the spirit because you're always going to be in a war between the two. And so 12 and 1 tells, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living. Okay, so now here's the problem with this. The body and the soul cahoot. They get in cahoots together. See, they team it up with each other because they want to come against your spirit. The body said, no, I don't want to be no sacrifice. And the soul said, yeah, that don't feel good. Make it sense? And so the body and the spirit gang up on the spirit. You saying, I'm going to go do this. And the body said, but I got this ache. I'm hurting here. Man. And the soul said, yeah, and I feel like I don't feel good. I tell you how I go next time. And the soul and the body take their ease. They take their ease. They lay down. Yeah. Why? Because we in charge now. We in charge. And see, you don't think there's nothing to that. But it establishes a precedent. I don't know if I said that right, but it establishes a precedent. And the soul begins to think it's in charge. So it comes against you every time something comes up because it's ruling. Hey, who you think you are, spirit? I'm in charge here. Is that making sense? And so then something major comes up that gets you angry or upset. And your soul jumps out there, so I don't know who you think you talk. And we get to ran back and doing all that, and doing the fight dance and all that. Who you think you talking to? And we ready to grab this person by the collar. And am I helping you? And the spirit is saying, that's not the way we do it. That's not the way in the soul. Like, I don't even hear you. Who did this? See it? Let's take it to a different avenue. Okay, so I know I'm supposed to. I know I said, God, I was going to do this, but it's the summertime. And I know I'm supposed to go to church, but my friend is, and they're going to the beach. And God, you know, I don't always go to, y'all, nobody here ever have this fight. This is just all imaginary. Nobody in here ever has this. And so I don't think, and I'm going to talk to you. And I don't think, God, you are mine this time that I go to the beach. And I know you love, because the God that loves don't mind when you do things like this, because he know my heart. Now, nobody in here ever been in that situation or ever said anything like that to God. Nobody in here except me, because I'm the only one in here that have ever dared to talk to God like that. And this is what I found out about talking to God like that. God actually do know my heart. He actually do know it. And what he hears from the words that I use is that I'm rejecting him for something else. Oh, I dressed it up. I'll be back next Sunday. That might be too close. Let's go back over to that other area. Go back over to that other area over there. Okay, so anyway, I need to present my body a living sacrifice. Holy. That means, you know, not mixed with nothing else. Set aside, separated, and set apart. And that's my reasonable service. That's not nothing above. That's my reasonable service. That's what I'm supposed to do. If I profess that I love you, that's my service. Make sense? Okay, now I need to do something. That means I need to get my body here. I need to develop my spirit. To get my spirit developed, I need to get my body here. And to get my body here, I need to make my mind listen to what God says. Okay? Baby spirit, but I need to get it here. I might need to have someone help me get it here. Because it's a... Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. God bless, and see you soon.